Book 2, Psalm 42, to the choir master, a maskil of the sons of Korah. As a deer pants for flowing streams, so pants my soul for you, O God. My soul thirsts for God, for the living God. When shall I come and appear before God? My tears have been my food day and night, while they say to me all the day long, "Where is your God?" These things I remember as I pour out my soul, how I would go with the throng and lead them in procession to the house of God with glad shouts and songs of praise, a multitude keeping festival. Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. My soul is cast down within me. Therefore I remember you from the land of Jordan and of Hermon, from Mount Mizar. Deep calls to deep at the roar of your waterfalls. All your breakers and your waves have gone over me. By day the Lord commands His steadfast love, and at night His song is with me, a prayer to the God of my life. I say to God, my rock, why have you forgotten me? Why do I go mourning because of the oppression of the enemy? As with a deadly wound in my bones, my adversaries taunt me, while they say to me all the day long, where is your God? Why are you cast down, O my soul? And why are you in turmoil within me? Hope in God, for I shall again praise Him, my salvation and my God. The psalmist is deeply discouraged. He says to God that it feels as if all your waves have gone over me. Some adversities are so great that they cannot be handled in the same way as some of the other more minor disappointments and frustrations of life. This particular type of adversity passes a threshold that the garden variety trials do not reach. Imagine wading out into the ocean. You begin to feel the waves coming against you, first your ankles, then your knees, and so on. As you continue further into the water, eventually a wave comes that cannot be outjumped. It washes over you. You are now submerged and completely terrified. What is someone who professes faith in Christ to do when the waves of life wash over him? Will his faith prove to be genuine, or will he spurn Christ and rush toward the false harbors of this world? At such a moment of trial, we are forced into one of two positions, either cynicism and coldness of heart, or true depth with God. A spouse betrays. A habitual sin, left unchecked, blows up in our face. We are publicly shamed in some way that will haunt us as long as we live. A malignant, inoperable tumor. Profound disillusionment, in some way. It feels like a deadly wound in my bones. When that moment comes, sent by the hand of a tender Father, will we believe what we have confessed about God to be true, or will we suspect Him of deserting us? The two lines of professed belief and heart belief, to this point parallel, are suddenly forced either to overlap completely or to move further apart. We cannot go on as before. And why does this happen? Because God will not let us remain the people we would be as long as the waves reached only our waist. But above all else, when life implodes, remember that His own dear Son went through the greatest nightmare Himself in our place. The tidal wave of judgment from God washed over another so that it need never wash over us.